Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord, glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We've been sharing on the tremendous subject of God's plan of redemption. We've seen how Jesus was the one who redeemed us. He went through the avenue of the cross to him that had the power of death, that is the devil. He paid the price. He took away the keys of hell and death. And he now has been raised from the dead, alive forevermore. And we've seen the fact that he now is in a high priestly ministry. This high priestly ministry he's in as he's seated at the right hand of the Father. And we've seen that the things that he does. He is the one who is the advocate, our heavenly attorney. He's the one who's the mediator between God and man. He's the great intercessor. He's the one who's the guarantor, the surety of this new covenant. He is the great shepherd of the sheep, praise God, leading us and guiding us and protecting us and helping us to walk in the ways of victory, bringing forth prosperity and peace and the blessings in our life. He's also the one who's the apostle and the high priest of our confession. As we speak forth the word of God, it brings into manifestation the promises of God, because as we speak the word, Jesus, our high priest, takes it and confesses it before the Father and before the angels of God. Praise God. Now today we're going to compare the old covenant with the new covenant. We need to realize that there is a change from the old covenant to the new covenant. Jesus fulfilled the old covenant with his blood being shed, and he brought into manifestation the new covenant through his blood that he poured out on the mercy seat in heaven. And we need to see that there's been a change in that. There's a change in the law. Remember, the old covenant had the law, the Ten Commandments, and all the laws. But now in the new covenant, he says, a new commandment I give unto you, and that is the law of love. That's what rules in the new covenant. In the old covenant, they had a covenant which was had a spirit of bondage. But now we in the new covenant have a spirit of adoption and liberty, praise God. We don't have that spirit of bondage again to fear, but now we have a spirit crying, Abba, Father. We've now been adopted in. We now are children of God, and we can be in fellowship and have an intimate personal relationship with our Heavenly Father. He's our Heavenly Father, and now we are sons and daughters of God when we are born again. We see that in the old covenant, they had, of course, to walk by the law, and they had to do things. It was a bunch of, I have to do this, and they had to be sure that they walked in line with it. But in the new covenant now, this is a time of grace. And we do things because we want to. We have been changed, and God's grace is God's willingness on our behalf. And now his grace is upon us, and we choose at the point of our will to want to know him, to follow his ways, to do what he tells us to do. Praise God. In the old covenant, it was a covenant of condemnation and death. It brought the knowledge of sin. But in the new covenant now, it is now a covenant of righteousness and life. We've been made the righteousness of God, and we now have these rights and privileges, and he is bringing forth his life manifest in us. In the old covenant, they had the Levitical priesthood that had the approach to God. But now in the new covenant, all born-again believers are priests before God, just not one tribe as they were in the old covenant. Now all of us, and we are a holy priesthood and a royal priesthood. A holy priesthood offering up spiritual sacrifices unto God, and a royal priesthood, meaning a ruling, reigning priesthood. We rule and reign under the lordship of Jesus Christ. In the old covenant, they had sacrifices of the blood of the goats and of the bull, of the lambs and so forth, and those animals. And of course, that could never do away with sin. It could only cover over for it. Man could never offer a sacrifice from himself because he had sin in his life. But now in the new covenant, because of what Jesus has done, he offered himself once and for all. No longer do we need to offer up any of those blood of the goats or any of these animals, but now we offer up spiritual sacrifices of praise and of ourself, making ourselves a living sacrifice unto the Lord. We offer up our sacrifice of our giving of our time, of our finances, of our whole being to serve the Lord and to praise Him and to worship Him and do His will. In the Old Covenant, it revealed man's nature. It revealed the way that he was. Sin was brought under to light under the law. The law brought the knowledge of sin. But now in the New Covenant, we have a change in nature. We now have been born again. We have the Spirit of Jesus Christ in us. Now God is dwelling in us, and we have a new spirit. There has been a change in our nature, praise the Lord. In the Old Covenant, the Word was written on tables of stone. But in the New Covenant now, it is written on the tables of our heart, praise God. In the Old Covenant, man had a stony heart, but now we have a heart that is for the Lord, praise God. The Old Covenant was a covenant where they had to keep the works. They had to do the works, and they had to just do the works perfect if they were going to be accepted. Of course, no man could do it. No man could do it because they can't be saved by our works because none of us are perfect. But in the New Covenant now, we don't do things by works. We do things by faith because we have the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is through our faith that is accounted righteousness to us. And our faith is what causes us to be in that right standing. And we are saved by our faith, by the grace of God, through our faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. In the Old Covenant, it was one that they dealt with man in the flesh. All those things in the Old Covenant dealt with everything that they did in the physical. But in the New Covenant, it is of the Spirit. Because now we are alive in the Spirit. Our eyes are open to the ways of the Spirit. And now we can walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. In the Old Covenant, he would have the Word of God that would be written on the tables of stone. Now it's written on the tables of our heart. And remember, the Word is written in our heart and in our mind. In the Old Covenant, they had to keep that Word before them like frontlets over their eyes, and they had to continually keep that Word before them because they did not have a heart or a mind to have the Word written in it. Now in the New Covenant, it's written in our hearts and in our minds, praise God. The Old Covenant, it was the letter that would kill. But in the New Covenant now, it is the Spirit that gives life, praise God. In the Old Covenant, the offerings that they had, the sacrifices, simply covered over for sin. It was an atonement or a covering over. But in the New Covenant, now Jesus has done away with sin, and now the sin has been done away with. John 1:29, He was the Lamb of God that took away the sin of the world. And when we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now we are totally cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. In the Old Covenant, they would serve in the oldness of letter. But in the New Covenant now, we serve in the newness of spirit. In the Old Covenant, they were accounted righteous. But in the New Covenant now, we are made righteous. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God. Praise God. In the Old Covenant, they were servants. They had no legal rights as such. They were not children of God. They were servants. But in the New Covenant now, we are sons and daughters. And we are now in relationship, and we have legal rights. Our righteousness, our bill of rights has been given to us in the Word of God, and now we can act upon our rights in Christ and walk in the ways of victory. In the Old Covenant, they had a sin consciousness because their sin was continually before them because of the law that brought the knowledge of sin. But in the New Covenant now, we've been made righteous, and we're not to have a sin consciousness. We're to have a righteousness consciousness of who we are in Christ, of the fact that we can walk before God uprightly, without fear, without guilt, without condemnation. We can walk victorious, praise the Lord. In the Old Covenant, it was of condemnation. There was guilt and condemnation in the Old Covenant, but now in the New Covenant, praise God, we now have righteousness. And there's no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. In the Old Covenant, they had continual blood sacrifices to be offered. Remember, in the New Covenant, if one sacrifice was offered once for all, Jesus did it, and now we have been set free, praise God. In the Old Covenant, they had no approach to God. But now we have a free approach to God. The Bible says, let us come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. The Old Covenant was an imperfect covenant because it was made between God and a man who could not walk that walk. That was Abram. He couldn't walk that walk But the new covenant is made between God and Jesus. And Jesus did walk perfectly. And this covenant is a perfect covenant between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who never sinned, and it is a perfect covenant. Under the old covenant, they had blessings when they obeyed and curses when they disobeyed. Under the new covenant now, it has blessings. We've been redeemed from the curse. Now, we can have curses affecting us, which is the effect of sin. But as we walk in the ways of the Lord, we can break those curses. We aren't stuck having those curses upon us in our life. We can break those curses and cast out the demonic spirits and see the blessings of God. The new covenant is one of blessings for us. In the old covenant, as I said, they had the Levitical priesthood. Now we have all the believers that are priests before God, a holy and a royal priesthood. In the old covenant, they had a changing priesthood. It would change, and there would be new priests all the time. But now, in the new covenant, we have one high priest. And who is that? It is the Lord Jesus Christ. In the old covenant, they would change the high priest from generation to generation. Now Jesus is the high priest, and he has an unchanging priesthood, the Bible says. In the old covenant, God was dwelling in temples made with hands. But in the new covenant, now he's dwelling in temples made without hands. Praise God. I'll tell you, we have a great covenant. And there has been a great change. You now are born again. You now are in covenant relationship with God. You're now a priest before God, and you can walk in fellowship with your high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, and you're to offer yourself up a living sacrifice unto God, and you can cry, Abba, Father. He's your heavenly Father now, and you now are going to live by faith, and you're going to operate through the grace of God and the righteousness of God, and you're going to get the Word written in your heart and in your mind. You have a free approach to God, praise God, and now the blessings of God will come upon you. There's no condemnation for you in Christ. Now you can walk in peace with him, and you can offer up those spiritual sacrifices unto God, praising him, worshiping him, coming into the very presence of God. We have a great high priest passed into the heavens, Jesus, and he is that high priest over this covenant. Walk in line with the new covenant. Walk in the Spirit, not in the ways of the flesh. Walk by faith and you'll please God. You don't have to follow after your ways of works. Now you can walk in his way and please him. We'll talk to you more on the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you.